This is Fresh Air. My two guests are carrying on the tradition of fractured fairy tales. Their new children's book, The Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales, includes such stories as Chicken Lickin', The Really Ugly Duckling, Cinderumple Stiltskin, and Little Red Running Shorts. They spoof westerns in their book The Good, the Bad, and the Goofy, and they take on King Arthur's court in The Knights of the Kitchen Table. John Sheska is the writer, Lane Smith is the illustrator. They first collaborated on an updating of The Three Little Pigs, which was described in the New York Times as a witty and innovative book. Now there's a cassette version of The Pigs, with writer John Sheska reading to music composed by Kurt Hoffman of the group The Ordinaires.
Everybody knows the story of The Three Little Pigs, or at least they think they do. But I'll let you in on a little secret. Nobody knows the real story because nobody has ever heard my side of the story. I'm the wolf, Alexander T. Wolf. You can call me Al. I don't know how this whole big bad wolf thing got started, but it's all wrong.
Okay, well, let's meet the author. John, what is the real story as you've told it?
Well, the real story is that it wasn't Al's fault. The poor guy just had a bad sneezing cold, blew down a few houses when he went to pick up a cup of sugar for his granny's birthday cake, and got framed by the media. It's kind of a sad tale, actually.
Lane, I want to ask you about your drawing style. I mean, you have this combination of fantasy and super realism in your style, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I was obviously influenced by the MGM cartoons, you know, Tex Avery, and in you know, contemporary art and art history, I obviously go for the guys like Paul Klee and Miro and the more stylist people. But I mean, I think what keeps it in check for me is it can be goofy and humorous, but the palette is fairly classic. I mean, it's a lot of sienna tones, a lot of dark, rich colors. So I think I could take something like what John's done, a text that's sophisticated, but it's still goofy, and it's the perfect marriage.
John, how did you start writing for children?
I originally came out here to New York to go to Columbia to the MFA program in writing, in fiction writing, and started out writing tortured short stories and novellas, not selling any of them. And then I just kind of stumbled into teaching. And I've taught elementary school for about the last 10 years here in New York. And it struck me about 5 years into it, after I just read a bunch of stuff and hung out with second graders, that my obvious audience was right in front of me. And so I took off a year and just wrote stuff.
Lane, had you been doing children's work at all?
Well, I did two books. I did a book called Halloween ABC, and then a wordless book, Flying Jake, and I had a little bit of problem with both of those. So,
in fact, Lane would like to read some of Flying Jake now if he could.
The first book, Halloween ABC, suffered a little bit of censorship and banning. I mean, it was being pulled off the shelves here and there because it depicted devils and fun little Halloween creatures.
Have you had any problems like that now with people wanting to take your books off the shelves?
Yeah, but I don't think
Lane has. I'm not a Satan worshiper.
No, I think I was a little surprised with Three Little Pigs. I thought we'd get some real crackpot letters because the wolf eats the pigs. I was prepared a little bit for that, but we really didn't get any.
Maybe we'll get that with the Stinky Cheese Man.
I hope so.
John, why don't you tell a story of the Stinky Cheese Man?
Ooh, it's pretty scary. Okay, try me to, like, just read a little bit of it?
Sure.
Once upon a time, there was a little old woman and a little old man who lived together in a little old house. They were lonely, so the little old lady decided to make a man out of stinky cheese. She gave him a piece of bacon for a mouth and two olives for eyes and put him in the oven to cook. When she opened the oven to see if he was done, the smell knocked her back. "Phew!" she cried. "What is that terrible smell?" The stinky cheese man hopped out of the oven and ran out the door calling, Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the stinky cheese man. The little old lady and the little old man sniffed the air. I'm not really very hungry, said the little old man. I'm not really all that lonely, said the little old lady. So they didn't chase the stinky cheese man. The stinky cheese man, meanwhile, ran and ran until he met a cow eating grass in the field. Whoa! What's that awful smell? Said the cow. The stinky cheese man said, I've run away from a little old lady and a little old man, and I can run away from you too, I can. Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the stinky cheese man. The cow gave another sniff and said, I'll bet you could give someone two or three stomach aches. I think I'll just eat weeds. So the cow didn't chase the stinky cheese man either. The stinky cheese man ran and ran until he met some kids playing outside school. Gross, said a little girl. What's that nasty smell? I've run away from a little old lady and a little old man and a cow, and I can run away from you too, I can. Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the stinky cheese man. A little boy looked up, sniffed the air, and said, If we catch him, our teacher will probably make us eat him. Let's get out of here. So the kids didn't chase the stinky cheese man either. By and by, the stinky cheese man came to a river with no bridge. How will I ever cross this river? It's too big to jump, and if I try to swim across, I'll probably fall apart, said you-know-who. Just then, the sly fox, who shows up in a lot of stories like these, poked his head out of the bushes. Why, just hop on my back and I'll carry you across, stinky cheese man. How do I know you won't eat me? Trust me, said the fox. So the stinky cheese man hopped on the fox's back. The fox swam to the middle of the river and said, Oh, man, what is that funky smell? The fox coughed, gagged, and sneezed, and the stinky cheese man flew off his back and into the river where he fell apart. The end.
What would Aesop make of this?
I think he'd like it.
That's so sad.
Actually, I think it's nice that a lot of teachers have discovered these twisted tales and sort of used them as a springboard to go back and reread old fairy tales, Aesop's fables.
I'm sure they don't read your tales and say, now, boys and girls, what is the moral of this fable?
Actually, I hope they don't, or maybe the really ugly duckling might get us in trouble in some counties.
Yeah, well, you want to explain the twist you've put on the ugly duckling?
Well, yeah, it's not exactly like the ugly duckling, except it's the really ugly duckling, and it turns out he grows up to be just a really ugly duck.
Yeah, right.
That was kind of the reaction of my son's kindergarten class. Dead silence for a good minute there. That's when I decided to put the end on the end of all the stories.
It is over.
Yes. Just a little clue. You can clap now.
My guests are writer John Sheska and illustrator Lane Smith. Their latest book is called The Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. My guests are John Sheska and Lane Smith, who collaborate on children's books. Lane, how did you decide to draw The Stinky Cheese Man?
I actually went through several variations. I think the starting point was obviously the gingerbread man. But I sketching one day, I found that his head would be great to do as a giant wheel of cheese. And all the great cartoon characters like Gumby had the little bump on his head, and Charlie Brown's got the weird little squiggle. So with this character, we put a wedge of cheese taken out of the side of his head.
Oh, you're trying to say this is some kind of classic illustrator trick? This is just demonic.
It is.
It's nice, though, the wedge reappears at the very last page of the book.
Just in case.
Well, you don't have mold growing on his head.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure about
is that. Is that little green
it's
mold
kinda
there?
It's kind of greenish there, yeah.
Okay.
Well, my work's pretty textured anyway, so mm-hmm. Looks pretty moldy.
I read about you that you were, for a while, a sweeper at Disneyland.
Who told you that?
did you get this job hoping that you'd meet, like, top animators and have an inn, or were you just making money sweeping?
Well, that's what they promised me. They yeah. said if you clean up around the teacups, you'll eventually probably meet one of Walt's nephews. But unless they got sick, I never did. Well, we live fairly close to there, so it just seemed like a natural thing. I think Orange County is secretly run by the Disney organization anyway, so I think when you're of a certain age, you're drafted to work at one of the theme parks. And being a custodial host.
Oh, I thought you were a sweeper, Lane.
I was a custodial host.
Oh.
That was actually the perfect job, because we had the best unions and got paid the most and did the least amount of work, I think.
If you were a custodial host, I'm sure you had a uniform.
I had a Ooh. White uniform with a little badge with Mickey's picture on it.
What was it like for you? I mean, having this real visual sense to report every day to a theme park.
Well, I don't know. I kind of like the kitsch of it all. I mean, I never took anything there seriously, and I meet a lot of people who are just completely offended by the idea of a theme park, but I always thought it was kind of fun. I mean, my work certainly hasn't suffered. I think I take all that sort of plastic mentality and put it into my work without just, parroting the stuff back. I mean, I think that's the real fear. I think most of the people that go to work, for instance, at the animation studios of Disney are little robots, and they all draw the same and they paint the same. And but I was able to, sweep out the Haunted Mansion at night and just see what a bizarre, tacky, fun, kitschy place it was.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you both a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Writer John Sheska and illustrator Lane Smith. Their latest book is called The Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales. There's also a cassette version of their true story of the Three Little Pigs.